Hey, I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack-sized edition of our show, How Success Happens. So this week, Lena Dunham's new show, Too Much, dropped on Netflix, and it co-stars Emily Ratajkowski. And it reminded me that back in 2021, I spoke with Emily for Entrepreneur Magazine's 100 Women of Impact issue. As you probably know, Emily became a global superstar through her modeling career, which segued into acting, and at the time that I spoke with her, she had just co-founded and launched her own clothing brand, Inamorta. She was also just about to publish an essay collection entitled My Body, where she wrote about her thoughts on feminism and sexuality and power and her experiences in the modeling and entertainment world. So we talked about a bunch of things, and I had asked Emily if all of these things were planned. Did she have a list of goals that she was strategically tackling one by one, or was she taking advantage of opportunities as they presented themselves? So here's what she had to say about having a 10-year plan or a lack thereof.
You know, when I was 25, I would always get that question, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I was like, always had an issue with it. I didn't do well with that question in interviews because I really didn't know what I wanted to do in 10 years. But, you know, I would say in the last couple of years, things sort of became clearer to me, like what I actually wanted and figuring out how to get there. But as far as starting my business goes, that sort of happened organically just from having the experience of doing a lot of partnerships with other brands and licensing deals, and then realizing, wait, I could do this myself and I think I would actually really enjoy it. And then as far as the writing goes, you know, I'm not surprised that it's happening because it was always something that I loved, something that I had kind of dreamed of doing. But when you say, oh, I'm going to write a book, like, seems like everybody says that.
Yeah, right. And, you know, there's a lot of details in there that I want to ask you about, but I think it's okay for people to not know what's coming in 5 years. I think sometimes we feel like there should be this expectation that I've got this whole roadmap planned out and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I think it's kind of awesome that you were able to recognize, I don't know what's coming next, but we'll see.
You meet a lot of people who are trained in business or have family in business, and they're really used to having that sort of 2-year, 5-year, 10-year plan. But that was never me, partly because I've always been interested in a lot of things and I never really expected to become a famous model or have an acting career. Like, there were a lot of things that I was kind of trying my hand at and working really hard at, but weren't entirely sure that it was going to be my life path. So I think that there were a lot of moments of trying things out, seeing where I landed, adjusting, and then deciding again, like, okay, what do I want from this point? And obviously, I think when you're in your 20s, you're just kind of figuring that stuff out in general.
So a lot of this stuff has certainly worked out for her. And I asked Emily if she could share with us a feel-good pep talk. You know, get out there, make your dreams happen, all that kind of stuff. And she gave me quite an awesome and brutally honest answer.
God, no. I don't know. I don't want to bullshit anyone. It's really, really hard. And not always like rewarding in the way that you expect it to be. I think that there's so many people telling you about, you know, just keep going and like then you're going to get the gold or whatever. But I think it's just a really long road and it's a really hard process. And just make sure that you are really being true to yourself and not, you know, listening to other people, but also like knowing again what you want and making sure that every single thing that you do is congruent with that. And, you know, then no matter what happens, you know that you've covered yourself and that you're going to be happy, which is ultimately why we do any of this stuff. So
since you're not a bullshitter, I'm going to ask you a final question, which is that, you know, a lot of people say things like failure is great. You learn so much from failure. You should be failing all the time. How do you feel about failure?
I hate it.
Thank you.
I hate failure. Who wants to be a failure? That being said, Of course you learn from your failures. And I don't think that I would be in the position I am had I not gone through those failures. But again, like there's no, I think anybody who tells you that, you know, enjoy them, it's all like, it's a roller coaster. You have your ups and downs. It's, that's really easy to say when, you know, you're on the up, whatever.
Yeah.
Not easy to say when you're in it. So I think it's okay to say failure sucks. And I mean, I'm probably too scared of it. I don't know, but it is true that you learn from it. So
there it is. Emily Ratajkowski, failure sucks, but do not be afraid of it. Check out her new show, Too Much, on Netflix now. And speaking of shows, please subscribe to this one and get our full show every week, plus these little snacks. And hey, throw us a rating and comment. Come on, you can do it. Also, please check out the music of Nika RPM, who do the theme song to this show, which you can find on Bandcamp. Okay, see you next time.